trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. One word. I went to a bookstore with my mom, and she said I could pick out one book for myself. I found a book I liked in the kids' section. My mom read the back of the book and decided that I could get it. When we got home, I couldn't wait to start reading my new book. It was so good, I couldn't stop reading it. I was close to the middle when something unexpected happened. There was a bad word. I had a feeling I should tell my mom, but I didn't think it was a big deal, so I kept reading. When I was on the next page, the feeling came to me again. This time, it was stronger. I showed my mom the bad word. We returned the book to the bookstore. I found a different book that I really liked, and it had nothing bad in it. I had a great time reading it. I am so glad I listened to the Holy Ghost. If I hadn't, then I'd probably feel horrible right now. Sometimes one simple word can hurt you. My mom and dad are proud of me for telling them. I felt great that day. Jessica M., age 10, Oregon. TV Truth. One night, my family went over to our friend's house. My brothers and I were playing with their kids, and we went into the TV room and started watching a show. When my mom came to check on us, she told us she didn't want us to watch that show, so we shouldn't go into the TV room again. Then she left, but I went into the TV room anyway and watched the show. That night, my mom asked if I went back into the TV room. I told her that I didn't. The next morning, I felt so terrible that I started crying. I went to my mom and said, "I lied. I'm really sorry." She gave me a hug and thanked me for telling the truth. But I still didn't feel good. I went into my room and knelt down and prayed. I told Heavenly Father I was sorry for disobeying my mom and lying to her, and that I didn't like the feeling I was having. When I finished praying, the terrible feeling was gone. I felt happy again. Haley W., age 6, Pennsylvania, with help from her mom.
Teaching about Joseph Smith. For a living history museum at school, I had to pick an American hero, learn about him, dress like him, and be able to answer questions someone might ask me the night of our presentation. I chose Joseph Smith. When I finished my report, my teacher asked me some questions that I could not answer, and I felt really bad about that. My mom suggested I talk to the missionaries. They told me investigators often ask those questions, and I would someday answer them again when I'm on my mission. The missionaries gave me some information, and I felt good about talking to my teacher. They also suggested I give her a Book of Mormon. On the night of the performance, many people asked me questions. Reading about Joseph Smith helped me strengthen my testimony about him and his courage to follow Heavenly Father. Andrew M., age 11, Texas.
Service for Mom. I was playing outside with my sisters and brother. It was getting dark, so my mom asked us to go inside, and we did. Then my mom asked me to please close the garage. When I went back out, I saw our bikes and skateboard and chair outside. I put the toys behind the gate and put the chair away in the garage where my mom wouldn't hit it with her car. Then I closed the garage. I know that Jesus wants me to do service for my mom. Cameron S., age 5, Arizona, with help from her mom.
A winning choice. My baseball team decided to go see a college baseball game together. They were going to go on a Sunday. I told them I would not be going because it was on a Sunday. My coach changed the day to go to a game to a Saturday so I could go with them. We had a great time, and the team we liked won, too. I am glad I chose the right. Scott P., age 11, California. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus.